Blog Talk Radio.
Pleasure to be in the land of the living, to have an opportunity to share with you the social ills of our society, the things that we go through. But I pray that you're doing well, keeping your head above waters, keeping your head to the sky. This is Straight No Chaser, a talk show we've been doing for the last 4 or 5 years. We've been through some different turns and episodes, but this show was originally designed to reach out to our community and let us know that we're straight off the hook. From everything that we do in the hood, world star hip-hop, our lack of focus, our consciousness, our problems without a solution, our coons, our sellout, but more than anything, our ability to rise above and still be a resilient people and keep going, that keeps the notion that we will overcome and keep our eye on the prize. You are a hated but coveted. You are a very inspiring, spiritual, strong, but just envied and desired by everyone in this world. We don't just relegate the show to our people, but we talk about current events, but most of all how we fit in, because we are the catalyst and we play a very important part. And so we've gone through different changes where I mentioned once before, we've dealt with consciousness, we've dealt with the hood, we've dealt with our spirituality, our sexuality, our desires, our misnomers, our exercises in futility of trying to make changes, but there's a group of people that aspire to keep us down. But believe it or not, everything we go through and everything that's transpired was prophesied thousands of years ago. And the more prophecies fulfilled, the more we want to ignore it and resist the fact that we are spiritual people, the pride of his eye, the apple of his eye, and that there will always be a remnant, and that we have the wherewithal and the ability to rise above. I got mad love for you, first and foremost. This show, it comes from a spiritual perspective, spiritual substratum, but we try not to be too preachy, although every time something comes out of my mouth, I'm not going to offer a solution. I'm going to tell you about yourself so that you can better yourself, because that's what we need more of. We got a lot of fear in society, and people that say, I'm going to mind my own business, snitches get stitches, whatever it may be. No one really wants to deal with the truth, because truth is a weighty matter. That's why we say straight, no chaser. From the beginning, we told it like it is, and we wanted to slap you in the face with this truth, because our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We're destroyed because we're ignorant, and we choose to be ignorant because ignorance is bliss. And nobody wants to carry the weight of knowledge, because once you know, you got to do better, because whom much is given, much is required. You can't sleep at night if you know and you don't do nothing to change yourself, your community, or your family. Not too many of us want to be alone, despised, or hated, but you might as well face it. You're going to leave this earth. You're going to die of something. You're going to be despised. You're going to be hated. So you might as well stand for truth and let that be what it is. Courage is rare these days. Courage is not being a man and coming out as a damn transgender. Courage is standing up and being willing to die for what you believe in and trying to transition, change, and transcend into the essence of who you really are and what you were made from in his image. So, brothers and sisters, that's what this is. This is Straight No Chaser. Some of the changes that we've gone through, we're now more into kind of diagnosing some of the current events, video clips, news clips, and dissecting what's out there, what's going on in our world, and maybe hopefully informing you and empowering you to change you. We started off as Social Change Action Network, but we weren't trying to be Reverend Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton. We wanted to change you intellectually so that you had knowledge to be able to survive in this society and not be a fool and be ignorant. Example. Let you know that a vaccination is designed to kill you. A flu vaccination. Example. Let you know that everything you think is good is not good for you. Example. Let you know that the foods that we thought were indicative of our culture and who we were as a people have been killing us for years and causing diabetes and lupus and cancer. And the synergistic effect of the GMOs, the chemtrails, and the poison water, which we're going to talk about tonight, has been killing our people. Planned Parenthood, and I forgot the progenitor of Planned Parenthood, but how this was designed to help take out our community. Over 53 million abortions and steady rising annually a year? Maybe it is time to repopulate and regenerate, because we're killing off our people. And we're calling out and we're looking out for the righteous that understand. There's no need to hide. They know who we all are. Yeah, believe it. Believe it. Everyone has used this social media and this platform in one way or another. And you posted a video, you said something, or you listened to something, there's a dossier somewhere on you. But see, those of you who live in fear are destined to live in a prison, death, and be looked at shamefully by those who conquer, those who have conquered, and the conqueror himself. Because fear is not of the Most High. If you desire to be patted on the back by man, you desire nothing. If you desire prestige amongst your peers, you desire nothing. But if you realize that transcending into the soul and spirit of who you are and being ready to receive an eternal reward and finally realizing that there's more to this life than what's been told to you in this matrix, then I applaud you. We're not conspiracy theorists. That is a buzzword meant to keep you ignorant, dumb, stupid, and out of the loop of knowledge. What we are, agenda analysts. And now the agenda has been exposed. We prepare ourselves, and that's what we're going to do about it. Okay, so without any further ado, that's who we are. That's what this show is about, and I welcome you. We won't be before you long, and let's get it. Let's get right into it. I wanted to talk tonight about the fact, the first topic on this list, and you're welcome to call in maybe towards the end of the show, take some questions, or if you got something to say, you can press 1 on the dial, and we'll let you in. But we're just going to dialogue about a few things, and I want you to hear about this water system. There's a lot of talk been going on. Some 20 years ago, it was just a conspiracy that they would poison us through the water. About the time that this conspiracy hit is about the time that they actually started doing it. Really in the 70s, fluoridated water started to come through. But we didn't begin to see the impact until we started to see a rise in cancer and diabetes and different things in our children, goiters and tumors, etc. Now it's a known fact, and the confessing and the truth is coming out. Isn't it amazing how maybe after 20, 30, 40 years, people just start telling on themselves and the truth just comes to the surface? Revolution rumbles on the bottom, but it rises to the top like a lily in the midst of a mud field. You can't suppress it. It's going to come out, so you might as well hold on to it now. The water system, especially in the hood, has been tainted and poisoned for years, killing our babies. We knew nothing about water filtration. And I tell you now, reverse osmosis is the best. I purchased reverse osmosis water, and you need to now make an investment in water. Who thought that would happen? Some of us can't afford it. But when I think about the chlorine and the chloramine, look these things up on Google, that is in our water and the fluoride. No wonder our babies can't put a sentence together, focus for long, concentrate, can't even digest the food that they're eating, washing and absorbing it through that natural sponge, the skin, and they're just being dumbed down. That's why these kids are now so easily entertained by the dumbest of dumb TV shows, reality shows and cartoons and stupid music. They're just primed and prepped for predictive programming. And that's the world we're living in. I want you to check out this clip. I'm going to play it. I hope you can hear it loud and clear about the tainting of this water. And then we'll come right back and talk about this. Give me 1 second to get to this. And this was actually aired on MSNBC some time ago.
The press investigation found various pharmaceuticals in the drinking supplies of at least 41 million Americans. Tainted water was found from New Jersey to California. NBC's Tom Costello is following the story from Washington. Tom, I've been dying to ask somebody some questions about this story. First of all, what kinds of drugs are we talking about, and how dangerous is this?
Pretty wide range. Here's the drinking water in Washington, D.C. They found six pharmaceuticals in our drinking water here. They include ibuprofen, caffeine, monacin, and about three or four others. In Philadelphia, they had 56 pharmaceuticals. or byproducts. They range everything from epilepsy medication to mental health medicines to pharmaceuticals that really run the gamut. Here's the bottom line from the Associated Press on the study they did. It was, as you mentioned, a five-month investigation involving the AP investigative team. 50 major cities in 50 states were looked at, and drugs were found in the water of 24 major cities. We're talking 41 million Americans here who drink that water. So what's in the water? Everything from acetaminophen and ibuprofen to mood stabilizers, antibiotics, angina, heart, as well as cholesterol drugs, and even sex hormones. The trouble here, Meek, is that the federal government does not test specifically for pharmaceuticals in the water. And in fact, there is no way to scrub water that is in a treatment plant for pharmaceuticals. And so now we have a situation where states and cities across the country are just starting to realize that there are the remnants of pharmaceuticals in the drinking water. All of that said, we should emphasize, we're talking here about parts per billion or trillion, really minute traces of pharmaceuticals that are in the water. And you say, well, how did it get there? Well, without getting too graphic, all of us who take medication for one thing or another, we don't absorb all of it. It is excreted. It gets into the sewage system, into the water treatment plants. And then, because water treatment plants can't scrub it all out, if any of it, it just kind of dilutes on into the water system. Sometimes it gets into the water table, into wildlife, and then into reservoirs, it goes back into the water treatment site, into the water treatment plants.
I wonder if there's going to be, you know, a long-term study about effects of this down the road. And but I guess initially, Tom, the question I'm sure you're asking today is there anything the government can do about this?
Yeah, and the EPA says it's concerned about it. But, you know, we don't yet know, and water treatment utility plants say they are convinced that there is no immediate threat to anybody out there. That said, I did a story about 4 years ago in which we found a river in Colorado, and now we know there are many rivers, in which the fish were turning from male to female. And the reason was because there was too much estrogen in the water. The natural female hormone was literally turning male fish into female fish, and the thinking was that this is a canary in a coal mine. So now the question is, what's the impact on humans?
Yeah, that's the next one. Tom Costello on this story from Washington. Thank you very much.
So, what was a conspiracy in the 70s now has been around for a while. Now, we're not only talking about depopulation. I don't even know where to begin. I'm in shock. So, I mean, I heard this clip, but every time I listen to it, I'm blown away. Let's see if I can go back over it by memory. Sex hormones are in the water. Moods. Stabilizers and depressants and ibuprofen and acetaminophen and all types of other pharmaceutical drugs are in the water, and it can't be scrubbed. And most people are excreting these things out through their urine and excrement and on the toilet, but when it goes to the cleaning lab, where the water is never totally clean, that's why there's so much bacteria in water, they can't scrub for the drugs. The man has even said that sex hormones and the estrogen that's in the water has changed male fish to women fish. You wonder why all these little boys are turning gay and don't even desire a woman, and they don't even know why. And the thing that you, before I go back into the drugs and everything and its effects, what you're not understanding is we're not just talking about drinking a glass of water. You take that water and you cook with it, you rinse your vegetables, you rinse everything off, you take a shower in it, you brush your teeth in it. Let me continue. Your rice, your pasta, your water and your plants, you have put so much trust in what comes out that tap and this government and your world, you have lost your mind. And you don't want to have faith in the Most High. So the public has become so trusting of let's say the rituals and routines of life in society that they've already got you trapped. We're going to go into that in a minute about citizens, what they don't understand, where they already are. Talking about FEMA camps, you're already living in one daily. You're living the illusion of freedom, and none of you are free. You could be trapped in your apartment right now, and they can kick the door down and shut it down. Let me go back, because we're going to talk about some things you can do, alternatives and solutions. Your children, for those of you that are trying to be vegetarians and live a healthy lifestyle, every time you ingest or shower in any of this water, you are still absorbing. This is why I am an advocate, a component of daily cleansing your body with as many cleansers that you can get your hands on. Activated charcoal, bentonite clay, cilantro, beets, and juicing as much as you can, because now you're fighting for your life. Our children, this is why we see so many transgender children. We're going to that in a second. This is why we see so many gay children don't know if they want to be straight, gay, getting a marriage. They're out of control. Add that along with all the demonic spirits that have been unleashed upon society through CERN, and a total disregard and disrespect for any spirituality of the Most High and these laws. Open yourself up to whatever is out there. Talking about your fifth chakra. I'm trying to open up my chakras. That's why I'm going to yoga. I'm trying to get in touch with spirituality and go into different portals. So yeah, you're going to get it all right. Did you ever wonder why the man is walking down the street with holes in his pants, looking up in the sky, talking to himself? I once was a kid going to school normal with parents. But somewhere or another, it snapped. But oh no, not you. This was on MSNBC, but you don't even watch that because you're too busy watching Empire. Hollywood Housewives, Loving Basketball, The Game. You ain't watching that show at the time that they tell you about this stuff that's going on. It's affecting 50 million people, and they checked all 50 states, and it's stronger in 24 states. But what I didn't play is there's another clip that shows that it's specifically in areas where there are so-called minorities, which is why the sick rate of the people who have no health care is even worse. And they try and make sure that the areas of people who are affluent, that have more money, are not being poisoned by the water system. So they have triple filtration of that water that goes into that area. And a lot of these people get their own wells and buy their own pumps, or they have the money to purchase a reverse osmosis $10,000, $20,000 machine to put in their home and soften all the water that comes into their home. They know you don't have anything like that. Brothers and sisters, I need you to get into the habit of trying to use hot water in your showers. I'm going to tell you something later about four important things to keep in your house, but brush your teeth with hydrogen peroxide or vinegar. I need you to boil your water before you make your rice and your pasta and your chocolate and your coffee and your tea. Bring it to a rolling boil for at least 5 minutes, because this is about your life, and they're trying to take you out. And the stuff that you're even in the water, so let's say, and let me tell you this, that same poison water is being used at your Starbucks to make soda waters, to make energy drinks. And so if we know they're poisoning the water, imagine what's in the can of Monster Energy, Red Bull, and everything else you're buying that they're praying over. Because Monster Energy, that is, you know, it represents Monster. It's 666. It's definitely the beast on it. Red Bull represents Baphomet. And this stuff has caused death in many people. And explode your heart. And there's a reason why there's a saturation of energy drinks in the market. They're doing everything they can to sedate you. And there's a synergistic effect. I keep talking about this. When you can bring two and three components together, something happens. They don't put it in one thing. They know you're going to drink this water. They know you're going to go to Starbucks. They know you're going to breathe this chemtrailed air. They know you're going to eat the GMO foods. And then you wonder why kids at 24 and 26 are having heart attacks or dropping dead of cancer. Our baby's got tumors at 8 years old. Man, it ain't nothing but grace that's keeping the majority of us. Tainted water system. Think about it. So if you're already on pharmaceutical drugs, which we're going to talk about in a second as well, that's suppressing demonic possession, and you're drinking this water supply because you just want to quench your thirst. You've been running all day jogging. Got your little water bottle. It's got BPAs in it too, full of estrogen. Got all your testosterone dying. Men don't want to fight no more. Ain't got no more fight in them. They just tired all the time. They can't even get it up. So they're trying to get Viagra, and they dying from Viagra. Brother just went to the hospital because he got him a new young girlfriend. He taking Cialis. Couldn't get it to go down. Go to the hospital. They open him up. He got leukemia, dies on the table. Brothers and sisters, you don't need that mess. Just go back to the gym and get yourself in shape. You got to take care of your body and your temple, because they definitely know that you're not aware of what they're doing. And I don't know. We just got to fight back. This water thing, I just saw where a bunch of PG&E technicians up in Chicago, I believe it was, that pulled some pipes, opened up the pipes and showed the water pipes for years, and it was loaded with bacteria about 2 to 3 inches thick from about, what, the last 30, 40, 50 years of pipes they never changed. It's underground. They can tell you they're filtering this water, but it's still flowing through old pipes that are bursting now. And they open up these pipes and showing people all the bacteria and crustacean that is in these pipes of the water that's coming into your house. Look at your water sometimes coming out the pipe. It might be brown. So brothers and sisters, you've got to wake up and do things to fight back. Open up to your spirituality. Let the Most High talk to you and show you how to cleanse. It's worth it to get you some clean, clear water or purify your water, because one night in the hospital can definitely be what? What, about $300 to $500 a night? Be right back. Like I just got through talking about, we're trying to stay away from that water that they're trying to poison us with. It's just another mechanism to try to bring us down in Jacob's trouble. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I heard you. I was listening to that. I start boiling some more water. I drink too much of it not to be doing it.
Hey, man, it's like we only I understand people out there, and we only trying to do the right thing because we've been told to try to drink at least 80 ounces a day, 100 ounces a day. But now we're hearing that, okay, them 80, 100 ounces a day are loaded with chemicals, toxins, pharmaceutical medicines, fluoride, sex hormones. And we giving our kids water. We like, oh, well, it ain't nothing but a little water. Have some water. So, you know, this is why we, if you ain't got faith, like I said earlier, in the Most High, man, you got to have faith in something. You got to stop having faith in this world and its ways and its government and thinking that's going to work. So, you know.
What about, I buy a lot of bottled water. What about some of that?
I think there's things that we have to worry about with the bottled water as it pertains to the BPAs and the plastic bottles. That's where a lot of the estrogen comes from. That's why we got a lot of, sometimes, you know, brothers get tired quick, you know. Some of our forefathers weren't as tired as we can get at 45 and 50.
Yeah.
You know, but it's because we're fighting against more chemicals and we don't have, man, they should still eat out the ground. My grandmother was pulling everything out the backyard. That's why she lived to be 98 years old, you know, and was strong all the way through. Now, you know, our kids don't know nothing about pulling nothing out the ground. They like, we're a Safeway. And ain't nothing safe about going that across the street to get them vegetables that shined up nice, got wax on it, appealing, looks good. Oh, look at that apple, how it's shining. Yeah, go and eat that wax, that GMO, and what's that to keep the pesticides.
Yeah.
And then you want to know why you growing a third eye out the side of your neck. Come on. But let me keep it moving for the brothers and sisters because that's what Straight No Chaser is all about. We want to inform you at the same time. It's maybe shock you. We want to put you in shock. I'm not fear baiting. One brother told me one time I'm putting everybody in fear, but I found out that's because he live in any kind of way and he wants to live carelessly and throw caution to the wind. Those are the only people that think this is fear baiting. The ones that don't care about their temple and their life and they're only living for today. And when the consequence hits, everybody want everybody to pray and everybody gets sad. But you got to take control of your life and be proactive in your health, taking care of your temple people. And you got, if you want to have a spiritual family that's strong and can rise above the foolishness that's being projected to our families through this TV, you got to take control of all that at some point or another. Now, I'm going to play this next clip and be open for conversation. Anybody want to call in, as I said, that number is 213-769-0910. And we'll be taking questions. You can press 1 if you got questions. Here's a brother that's trying to make some noise, but I applaud him because he's in the Christian faith, but he's waking up because he found out some information. He's trying to figure out how to balance his Christian faith and come out into the truth because the brother prayed on national TV a Hebrew prayer and said that I'm praying to the Christ that I know who is a man of color, a black Christ, and he's doing a lot of things to expose things, but I don't really know his direction. I'm not here to blow him up, but he's in his pulpit bringing out some information. I applaud him because he's not preaching a gospel saying we all need to come up and get rich. What do they call that? About the money?
Prosperity.
Prosperity gospel. This is the brother that showed up in Baltimore. And he was trying to make a name for himself, but now he's getting into some deep waters. We're going to talk about this Ebola, and I want you to check this out. Jamal Bryant. Under the sun.
So please hear me. Not too many of you are going to shout over the S. I'm burdened to bring to you, here it is, that the Center for Disease Control, the very agency armed to fight disease, please watch this, in 2007. 2007, please write it down. 2007, the Center for Disease Control was awarded a patent. They were awarded a patent, here it is, because they designed a virus called Ebobun. Ebobun. Here it is. This patent, ladies and gentlemen, is, in fact, the long terminology for Ebola. I've gone so far, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, let me help you out if you can't hear. He said the CDC was awarded a patent for having invented the disease called Ebobun, which we call Ebola. It was invented by the CDC, the same people supposedly trying to fight it. Now he's about to give the patent number. I will get that to you in a second. Listen to this.
I want this on public record. Our mayor is here in the event something happens to me. I want you to please watch this. I found the patent number. The patent number, please write it down. It's on your screen momentarily. It's CA27415231523A1.
Brothers and sisters, listen to this. The patent number is C as in cow, A as in apple, 274-152-3, A as in apple, 1. And I don't know if you heard right before he gave his patent number, he said, my mayor is here in case something happens to me, bringing out this information. Let me play the rest of this. This is a patent number that's owned by the CDC for creating Ebola.
At your leisure, here it is, CA27415231. Last time, for those of you who are watching online, CA27415231 is the patent number that is registered, watch this, for the virus called Ebola. On the application, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have it up on our website. I have the actual application that they filled out. Here it is. On the application, it is written under the name of the government of the United States of America. As represented, watch this, by the Secretary of the Department of Health. Y'all don't like me here. In the description, it claims to have invented the virus. A patent, ladies and gentlemen, why would you need a patent? You only need a patent in order to control something. Here it is, or to make a profit. Y'all don't like me here. I'm going to say it while I'm here. You only need a patent if you are going to control something or it is your intention to make a profit off of it so nobody else can use what you invented. It begs the question, if we are fighting the largest health crisis of the 21st century, the largest health crisis almost, watch this, since the bubonic plague, how, watch this, does our president, as you very well know, who I support, who I've cheered for, who I've championed, if this is the largest health crisis this generation has ever seen, how does our beloved president appoint a czar with no medical, scientific, or research experience? So the person you put over a virus that has become epidemic is, in fact, the former chief of staff for Vice President Biden. What are his credentials to deal with the outbreak? So is he, ladies and gentlemen, is he just going to be the spin master? Is he just supposed to be the figurehead? If, in fact, this is a law.
All right, that's enough of that. I'm not trying to put y'all up in that brother's church, but at least I can applaud him for telling people the truth about something that he was a little concerned about bringing out on a Sunday to his people on that sun worship day. But, brother, you hear this?
Yeah, I heard it. I was looking it up online as he was actually getting the patent number out, reading some stuff on.
So you found them. So tell the people what you see.
On a website, I went just the Ebola, and then I typed in the patent, and it comes up with a whole bunch of different links. Patent with the patent number, human Ebola virus, the species. This one website that goes Snopes.com, S-N-O-P-E-S. Another one goes to APPST.USPTO.gov. Another one's Natural News. There, some give out reasons why they patent. Some websites are
trying
to show the fact that America got the patent the year that it was invented. Some is talking about how Ebola is a weaponized and the reason why it's got patent. Some of it talks about why it's part of the GMO and the Ebola virus. There's a lot of different websites talking about it. Tipping the iceberg, reading it.
As usual, it's called those D-truthers, people to come against whatever's the truth out there. They can put enough out there to confuse people and make it seem as though it's not what it is. And anything that's attached to the government, the ultimate patent, I think what you're getting is links to other websites that are talking about the patent, but the patent itself, it belongs to the CDC. And as he mentioned, the head of the CDC is not someone who's trained in science and knowledgeable about medical cures or diseases and sicknesses. This is a czar who served as a chief of staff for the vice president. And this is the biggest outbreak since. Anybody who's online can see a picture I posted about a Curious George cartoon in the 60s, late 60s, early 70s, that showed that Curious George had Ebola in Africa. And I don't even think that's funny, you know, but it's predictive programming, and they always tell us 10, 20, 30 years early before it even happens. Just like I've told people before, man, these movies, these science fiction movies, everything, they're telling you what they're doing, what they're going to do, and what type of technology, fallen angel technology, they're already working with. Ebola has been out, and on one of the other Straight No Chaser shows I talked about, they're weakening our immune systems. They're putting viruses in us, nanoparticles and dust to cause sickness, and anything to depopulate this earth and bring us into mass hysteria. But the ultimate goal is to get population down to a number that they can control. So why wouldn't you create, patent a disease that you can profit off of and control and make sure nobody else uses it for their own benefit, because we got some sinister people out there in the world. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. One of the things I look at is we're definitely indentured servants, and one of the best things you can do, especially when you're broke and don't have money, is you want to renege on a contract. You don't want to pay the person off that you owe. So one of the best ways you can renege on a contract is, you know, if you work into the system until you're 62 or 65, you have to get paid back for Medicare and all your work. But they can kill you off, keep you alive until you're 50s. By the time you turn 60s, you're at death door anyway. That means they don't have to pay. A lot of us don't like to look at it like that, but it's a business. And the business is they don't want to pay out for their end of the day. It's the reason why you get taxed. Me and my wife are laughing because I'm doing the taxes for her mother since, you know, her father passed. Getting those things set up. And you claim one of your taxes, which she's going to do. But at the end of the year, they're going to still take more money out. So what are you claiming one for? I mean, why you got to pay for more than one? But again, it's everything based on them is for the love of money. So killing you is a profit to the government. And again, most people won't look at that because they don't believe the government actually loves money more than they love our black butts.
Oh, man, you got that right. I mean, doctors used to be trained to help in healing, but now doctors are trained just to treat the disease and get you on medicines. You know, I was in a car accident, went to see my doctor. First thing he asked me is, do you want the flu shot? I was like, hell no. Next thing he asked me is, do you want all these pills and medicines? And, you know, do you want to go do this and do that? They don't even look at the symptom. They don't treat the symptom. They just try to medicate you because they're being paid to get you on these drugs and these pharmakia. And now we got holistic doctors that know how to treat people with herbs, oils, and teas that are coming up missing or dead or killed. And they're trying to put a ban on all these great health food stores and teas. You know, and you can reach out to me, email me. I know about a lot of herbs and teas that can actually help cure a lot of these sicknesses. And you can reach out to people like Dr. CB. And I got another brother that wrote a book. I can get the information to you. But the Father gave us everything we need to cure and heal ourselves. But society's trying to make a profit off of this pharmaceutical medicines. And now I'm seeing from the beginning of the show that they're already getting people hooked and acclimated to medicine through tap water. They're already drinking it. So when you start taking it, you already can identify with it. That's why your child is asking for all types of this Motrin. Can I get a Motrin? Can I get a Tylenol 3? Can I get some OxyContin? Stuff is already in the water. They are medicating our entire society. And there's a reason behind that. But, you know, anyway, we see what the game is. It's all about making money, bringing order out of chaos, destroying the generation, destroying people, You are just a social security number. They don't care nothing about you. So, you know, we've got to wake up as a people. One of the other things I want to talk about that leads into this is that we're on a big plantation anyway. And a lot of you all have the illusion that we're free. So some of y'all better wake up. Nothing but a slave. Still a slave. I don't care if you're a $1 million slave. I don't care if you're playing pro ball. You're the biggest slave because you get treated like a slave. You're nothing but a slave. But what I was talking to Brother Ray about earlier today is that we're actually prisoners and guards in this United States. We're stuck. Don't want to get out. Don't want to move. Scared of going to see other countries. I get a passport. Think there's nothing better than the United States. Scared to leave your family, your friends, stuck by your job, stuck by a mortgage. And then at the same time, the moment somebody next to you tries to break the system, the status quo, first thing you see is a bunch of folks pull out their cell phone, call the police, call the guards, tell on you. They have trained everybody to be not only prisoners, but guards. And Big Brother's watching. By watching your neighbor's watching you, recording you, cell phone videos, straight to YouTube, straight to Instagram. They dare you to protest something. They going to tell on you. Then your door's getting knocked on by the police, FBI, CIA, because somebody took a picture of you doing something, or saying something, or opposing something. Prisoners and guards of the United States, you don't even know. You worried about FEMA camp, you already in a FEMA camp. They get ready to shut you down because of the executive order Obama passed, NDAA. You can be detained lawfully and never heard from again without being allowed to make a phone call. You find your butt ending up somewhere being sacrificed. That's the world we live in. Anyway, so I'm going to move on. I got some other topics I wanted to cover. Some of you probably seen this. Now, we know in the state of Oregon, they've approved for teenagers to be able to go to Oregon and get a sex change, and you don't have to tell your parents. So we went way past abortions. Oh, that's old. That's old news. Getting an abortion, ain't got to tell your parents. No, now you can go to Oregon and get a sex change. The state will pay for it and won't tell your parents. They ain't got to know nothing. So your child can run away from home, come back, left a man, left a little boy, come back, little girl or else a grown woman or whatever, because they're going to get you implants and everything else. You won't know what you're getting. So this world is jacked up. And then the hormones that they're drinking have the people ready to change. But this next clip I'm going to play, it may not be that informative, but it's a clip of a mother. She allowed her 6-year-old son, who wanted to be a woman, to start acting like her and her daughter and be a woman. And at 13, she's given him, or 12, it might be 12, she went and bought him his first dose of hormones for his birthday. And he's sitting up there crying like this is the greatest thing ever happened in his life. This is the world we're living in. Let's see if this what's on this clip. This is a mother from Detroit. And she's trying to capture the moment on video.
The thing that we like about rap.
She's trying to capture the moment on video of when she gave her child the first dose of hormones.
Hi, hon. Hi. I want you to do me a favor.
What?
Reach behind you. Behind that pillow.
Come on, what'd you do this time?
Just reach behind the pillow.
I can fast forward this.
Open the back.
And tell the little boy, reach behind the pillow, open up the gift. The little boy starts crying, and she hugging the it. Talking about this is a great moment in its life, for its entire life.
Yeah,
a dose of hormones, and she about to shoot him up with it. You tell me, Brother Ray, this ain't Sodom and Gomorrah in the sickest world ever that we living in.
Yeah, come over, my people. It's a mind state, and it's even if you don't think of everybody just in this world portion of the venue we live in America, all the stuff you're just talking about, you actually gotta love. And that's the reason why he talks about the commandments is show that you love them. You actually gotta love the ones you're in contact with. it's a law to tell them, watch out what you're putting into your body, watch out what's corrupting your mind. Those things are going to lead you astray to make you do even more evil to yourself and to your loved ones, destroying your temple. But we don't think about it like that. We're thinking about, just like you said a minute ago, that when spirits will come out there and say, oh, they're just doing fear teaching, or they're doing hate mongering, they're doing this. But no, if you love someone, you truly love that person, why would you want your child to be, if it's a boy, to be a little girl or vice versa, knowing all the pain and suffering you'll go through down the road just with those conflicts? Why would you want to put something foreign into your child's body at any age? I mean, if they're sick and you can get something that you read in Genesis in the very beginning that the Father's created for your health versus some kind of pill or some kind of chemical made in the lab, and then you'll see a commercial, 2 weeks later, if you've taken this drug, please report it because it could be cancer causing or this, whatever. We've already got lawsuits going. You wouldn't want to do that anyway. So what we're teaching is just to come back to the commandments. What the Father's done for us is already so great. But you got to open your eyes to be able to see it. You got to listen to what's going on around you to actually know. But there's an enemy, Satan. He's trying to destroy everybody that lives in this world, period. Not just this country, in this world. So, it's good teaching. It's a great teaching. But, a lot of us just got to open our eyes up and listen to what the Ruach is saying.
Man, the laws are a blueprint for life, and it is the order of life that the Most High has set in order for us to be able to not have to give in to this stuff that's all around us, man. So, brothers and sisters, we do have to wake up to the truth of what's going on. So, let's see what else we have. We'll cover this next topic. But while you're on that topic, let me go ahead and talk about this because, first of all, might as well talk about the Pope. Everybody wanted to hear some talk about the Pope, so I'll talk about the Pope, which means vicar of Christ, replacement of Christ, and calling himself the Holy Father. He's not my Holy Father. I will never have nothing to do with idolatry or bowing down, kissing some man's hand and all that. My Bible tells me not to call no man father, to not to ever do that. He ain't no Holy Father. That is blasphemy. And we've been told not to pray to no idols, no statues. That's necromancy, to pray to some saints. Other, talking about Saint Augustine and Saint Juniper Serra, who sat up here and killed a bunch of Indians and did that stuff. We've never been told to do anything like that. That's necromancy. The Pope ain't did nothing but come out here and give us a State of the Union speech and address us to prepare people for their new world order, their one world religion, and it was also to see how things are going based upon the progress of the Spanish Inquisition, because it started with the Roman Catholic Church that killed thousands of martyrs who believed in the Most High. Hebrews, you brothers and sisters who they call minorities, in the name of Christianity, making them bow down and worship a cross. Over here talking to men in prison and laying hands on black men in prison and telling them that he's blessing them. Man, Brother Ray, I seen the Pope lay hands on one man. He started twitching and shaking, twitching. Man, if he didn't transfer a bunch of demons into that dude, because you got to know, the reason that when they pick the Pope and he go in and the smoke changes from black to white is to confirm that that demon has decided to enter into that Pope who's supposed to be the vicar of Christ. Ain't no vicar of Christ. They mock Christ. They called this man Jesus on TV. Even though I use Yeshua and Yesha, they called this man Jesus, and the whole world just crying and shaking. And they got all this military might. Man, this was not only a beta test of preparing people and to see where we were for one world religion, but he was trying to pave the way for an antichrist system. One world government, which is why he addressed Congress and the United Nations. Not the House Speaker sitting up there crying like a 5-year-old baby. All the demons inside of him was crying because he didn't cause more harm to this world than United States than anything. John Boehner. This is nothing but to see where things are with the Spanish Inquisition, because he didn't say nothing about the state of black people getting shot down the streets in this world. The Latinos. And the so-called immigration, he just tried to say certain things about who he was. So he spoke Spanish to him, but he could give a damn. He didn't even care about them. He came to let everybody know that the Vatican is walking hand in hand with the United States, the United Nations, and the New World Order that has been set in place, and who's going to be running things. You know what I'm saying, brother?
Well, you know, you think about the broad path and the narrow path, and look at it. He went to Cuba as well as the United States and how huge the Vatican City is. All these people that come out to worship, to adore him, and then all the daughters that have the same doctrine, the same gospel. And it's so funny because, just like you asked a minute ago, what was that, prosperity gospel?
Yeah.
There's only one gospel from the Father. It's the gospel of the kingdom. That's the only gospel you're supposed to be preaching. You ain't supposed to be preaching about prosperity. You ain't supposed to be preaching about Sunday or the Easter. It's none of them gospels that's out there. Those are man-made things that come from the Pope to get passed down. So when we look at the religion of the world, all those things go towards that that abomination and desolation that's going to go sit in Israel to confirm what the Most High says when he comes back and sit there in a 3.5 years. So we're going to have our real troubles boil down to us. But it's just what's been prophesied already. And you
Man.
See all the daughters and all the churches that follow after his doctrine.
Right, right. Every religion is a daughter of the Catholic Church, and he called for all of them, which is why you saw that picture and image of all these pastors of all these religions kneeling down with him and praying, and he calling for him to come in, and he using Rick Warren as a catalyst, and Rick Warren just running right into it because he jacked up anyway, preaching his false doctrine. And then you got all these pedophile priests. We already know that they the number one religion that's into pedophilia and turned out more men and women. These nuns ain't not having none. These nuns are being sexually abused in the covens of these Catholic churches at the bottom, having these babies and sacrificing these babies. Man, this is a mess. They represent the synagogue of Satan, and they represent Isaiah the 14th chapter. So people better recognize and wake up that you've been deceived, but you also were a part of a satanic ritual to set some things in order and in place. So people just, everybody bowed down to it. They forgot that they was a Buddhist, Mormon, Lutheran, Baptist, Pentecostal. They was all talking about the Pope.
Yeah, just a evil spirit that follows around the Vatican and that doctrine. You know, it's encompassing the world, though. That's a shame of it. But again, you know, you take I take happiness in it for the fact that, you know, things will be like this until the times of the Gentiles fulfill. You know, we see everything that Daniel had, all the stuff they read about, and, you know, again, what the Pope and all that doctrine's got to do to place until Messiah comes back. And it's all been prophesied about, and they're just doing all the things that the Most High said they're going to do already. You know, so, like I said, come out of our people. Listen to the commandments. I mean, they keep you so brainwashed, trying to keep you in the world from entertainment to shows to whatever it is, to keep your mind off actually living a good life. And when I say a good life, I mean good. I mean following the will of the Father. So, you know, that's the worst thing.
Brainwashed is right. No, brainwashed is right. Some of these kids think I'd be hard on them, including my kids, but I just see the effects and results of some of their favorite music and some of their TV shows on their psyche and their spirit. And then I got to try to pray that stuff off of them. Man, they got spirits coming through this music and this TV shows and through the way they dress. And they don't have nothing to fight back with because they don't understand no spiritual warfare. They don't understand that they've been the food and the music and the TV programming is having an effect on their dreams and sleep and that they can't even overcome it. They ain't got nothing. They don't have no foundation, you know. So, you know, I know that the first fight is spiritual, and then the next fight is physical. But if you can't overcome this spirit, if you can't overcome the spirit, you ain't doing nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the Most High said, you know, we got a stupor upon it, just a slumber that's been put upon it. But just being ignorant, having a lack of knowledge, that's how you get destroyed. You know, to have a lack of knowledge to say, okay, I could take a whole bunch of Motrin or Excedrin and even though they tell me it's caused liver damage, it's okay. Well, I'll take it in moderation. Well, it's not okay because you can't live without a liver. You can't live without these veins that these pills are going to destroy in your body. So it's a lack of knowledge not to understand that, what do they call it, false advertisement? That
right.
Even though they put these little warning labels on here, this could cause this kind of harm. It's not no could, it will. It's going to cause harm in somebody's body. And now you're just like rolling dice. Hopefully I'm not in that percentage. But there's a guarantee not to be in that percentage, again, if you just listen to what the Most High is saying. That's the reason why we got to come together. So there's something that you will know, or something I will know, or some other brother and sister will know, to actually try to keep these commandments and walk so you won't be destroyed for a lack of knowledge. That
Man.
If I have an ailment, I can turn to something that's been given to me from the earth instead of turning to some kind of pill. Because we all going to have these troubles in this world. We're going to have physical, just like you had the car thing, I had the shoulder thing. We're going to have these things in our life. So it's up to lean on each other so we can learn how to fight the adversary without turning to sin to get past, but turning to the commandments to get past. But yeah, the Pope ain't nothing nice, boy. I wouldn't even recommend turning them off. Turn it
down. I was just analyzing the agenda, but no, I wouldn't have told nobody to watch it. I was watching because I was trying to see what's going on, but you know, he trying to send them spirits through the TV and doing that little handshake, and some of the stuff he was saying, most people couldn't even read through. You got to have some information and knowledge to understand what he was saying when he was talking to Congress and this world. Most people didn't even pick up on it. So the Most High willing, because I didn't want to dedicate no whole show to it because everybody, this is the week after he left, everybody want to be on it. And I'm not jumping on no bandwagon because I don't do that. But, you know, it is important for people to know that he represents Satan, the devil. And the biggest trick the devil pulled has gotten the whole world thinking he ain't real and he's a man with a pitchfork and red horns. And he probably a man that ride on the BART, Muni to BART on the subway with you every day. That's what you don't know. But anyway, I won't even go there. I like what you said, brother, that, you know, broad, narrow is the way, you know, and broad is the way that lead to destruction. So why would you want to be a sheeple? Why would you want to go the popular way that everybody is going? That's the way that's leading to that cliff that's going right off the hill. The way that not too many people are going is the right way to be going. So you need to wake up to this truth. And if you Most High lets you be around, you tune in on Saturday or tune in tomorrow when my brother will be in these precepts and crack open that truth. Or we'll get into these laws that will help you to change your life, because there's things that the Most High has given us to help us combat these poisons and these evils and these pills that we've been taking, or the damage that we've done to our body over the years. The weed you smoked, the crack you smoked, the motion you took, the drinks you drank. Man, you can reverse all that. Talk to a herbalist, somebody else, and understand about getting your life and your heart and your spirit right, and see if your body can be born again. See if it can happen. See if it can happen. It's true.
The one of the things I want to definitely recommend is me and you were talking about it earlier, and we were talking about somebody specific, but if you are still on milk, and I know it's hard to equate what milk is sometimes, but if you just now, if you call yourself just waking up or you just coming into the truth, you know, I urge you and beg you to stay with the law and just study that word over all the different things that come out the Bible. And stay away from listening to people like Raffaello Dollar or the Pope or anybody else that won't just talk about the precepts. Because whenever you deal with somebody, anything that's in the world, they're going to give you a lie and a false doctrine to go behind it, just like the weed you're smoking. If you're talking about somebody that smoked weed, first thing they're going to say, oh, this comes from the earth. It's all right, bro. Just hit on this. This is good. It's not in the form that you're doing it in. Smoking it don't make it good anymore. You know, so you got to be able to rely that the law is richly dwelling in you. So when you hear something from a false prophet, that you can say, okay, I know that doesn't line up with the law. Or you hear something from the Pope, I know it doesn't line up in the law. Some people can listen to that stuff. They have the law. It comes out of their mouth and it's in their heart. It's in the frontals of their forehead and it's in their hand. That means their action follows the law.
what they think follows the law, a spiritual thing. But some people can't refer, go back to the law to find the find their own head out the butt. So you got to stay away from all these other doctrines and all these other teachings, because you got to be richly involved into the Father's word. So it's something that drives you, like just like you put oil or gas in your car. It's got to drive you. It's got to be a force to make you move every day. So, yeah, I'm serious about staying away from some of these people, especially if you do not know the law, if you do not know the Father. Because the law is a spiritual thing. So it's a spirit that's involved in that law. Not to go preaching to the whole thing, but that's one of the biggest things when we see different people talk. I can hear people that say they know the law, too, that are quote-unquote teachers. You can tell they don't know the law because one thing they'll have like the Star of Moloch on, or they'll be dressed up in complete purple or black or some other thing talking to you. You know, they'll shoot some out the left of their mouth and then come back and say, okay, this is from the Father. No, it's not. You just twisted what the Father just said.
Yeah.
So you got to really know the word for yourself.
That's what's up. You don't have to become well, I'm not even dealing with that right now, because I know I was about to go to the left about some of these, you know, people dressed like Kung Fu soldiers, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers and all that, but I'm going to say that for a little bit later. It's not about show. It's about transformation from the inside. And that's the only thing that's going to get us to be able to rise above, because you are watching a show, a stage play, the presidential election, the Pope, you all, and I'm going to say you all because I'm woke, and you zombies need to wake up. You all are being entertained and bamboozled and being led astray and being led to your death. Being entertained to death, you're being radiated, poisoned, killed. And like you said, the stuff that we take and we think is okay, 10 years from now, maybe 5 years from now, you're going to see the results of it, and then you want everybody to pray for you, or then you want to go see some herbalist and start meditating, going to the gym. Now, that's supposed to be proactive. Then you want to call me and Brother Ray and say, you know, what should I do? Brother talked to me today and was talking about this health and all this other kind of stuff and these laws, and I'm just going to live by grace. We got grace. You know, I can do what I want because I got grace, you know. I said, but check this out, though, man, with all your grace. You know, there's some things in that law that's for your health, welfare, and your blueprint for life, for your good being.
Just yeah, he wouldn't like me when he said that, though. I would have said the same thing Paul would have said. Should I continue to sin so grace can abound? God forbid.
Man, these people read Paul and don't even understand, because they'll read another bit of Paul and be still lost. You know, they still don't even understand. The first thing Christ did, every time Christ healed somebody, he said, and when he healed,
sin no more.
Man, come on. So he was telling them that your sickness was a result of you sinning, eating a whole fried chicken, drinking a big thing of red Kool-Aid full of sugar. You gluttonous. And you're probably gluttonous because you got the munchies. But anyway, we're going off on a tangent. I just want to say that we're bringing this truth to you because you need to come into the knowledge of the truth. And when you start to understand and you start to do better, it will lead you into saying, okay, I need to understand more of who I am, and to know who you are is to come into the statutes, commandments, and laws of the Most High and grow close to him. You know, I'm not going to sit up here and sugarcoat it and say a higher power and all that stuff. Nah, that's deception. That's new age, new world theology. That's what the Pope came here to do, to get everybody ready for one world religion, one world government, one world ruler. Because the economies are still going to crash. They got stuff planned for November. I'm not about to be a prognosticator tonight. CERN was turned on. Demons were released, but you don't know because you're probably full of them right now. Remember the day, brother, we were talking about the fact that back in the 70s and 80s, we would see people demon-possessed because, you know, you'd see them talking, and they used to call it schizophrenic. You'd hear 20 and 30 voices coming out of them. They peeling and tearing their cells, are rolling on the ground and all that stuff. But now they got medicine to suppress all them demons. So now you just see people just looking at the sky, just looking up, or just eating and don't know who they are, can't put a sentence together, just toe up, stare at the TV. They on medication, suppressing all the demons that's inside them. Half of the people that's demon-possessed don't even know, and the people next to them and their family don't even know that they're full of demons. And this whole world, when they shut down the pharmacy, the whole world going to find out that half, if not all, the world is full of demons and possessed because the portals have been opened up. There's like 2 billion prescriptions filled every year.
You know, the funniest thing, how demon-possessed and how many spirits have come through just the radio and TV. They will have, they'll take some guys on some TV shows that's popular, especially our young black men, you know, talking to our House of Israel, but anybody, honestly. They'll wear some skinny jeans. Next time you see a whole bunch of young boys wearing some skinny jeans, we'll have an ink show about tattoos. Then you'll see people getting the same kind of tattoos in the same areas that they see on TV shows, getting nose rings and metal rings put through their nose, telling them I'm just trying to beat myself. No, you got some spirit in you that you've been watching that jumped into your body to make you go pierce yourself. That ain't you being you. That's you following after some spirit. We don't see it. I mean, it's so bad, but like if they do cut down these pharmacies, all these people that run around, because it's harder to even walk past somebody that you can't see with tattoos all over their body nowadays.
Man.
They got rules in the hospital where they got to cover up some of their arms because there's so many people with tattoos.
Exactly.
But look, these when the pharmacies and they shut down, and we look at the quote-unquote people as normal. But this stuff, these demons jump off where they don't have all this stuff. They're going to be running around touching each other. Tattoos, metal piercing. We're going to definitely see the Walking Dead going around. Let them act up when we can't get no food and water out these grocery stores. You know, we're gonna know something there.
Man, watch when it happened. They can't get their medicine. People going to be going crazy in the streets, and you ain't going to know what to do with them. Y'all going to be running from them, because don't forget they got supernatural strength. Y'all going to be like, oh, man, what is this? Yeah, you're going to start to see the truth about these demons and spirits and stuff is real. They've been hiding it from you. Man, y'all see the people walking down the street talking to themselves. They done ran out of medicine. Y'all know if somebody don't get their medication, y'all see what's happening. It's because there's something living inside that body. We talk about it on the Shabbat, so y'all should tune in. Tells you where these spirits come from, how they get there, and what they seek to do. But it is real, brothers and sisters, it's real. And when you start getting over high and going into different dimensions and realms, and you sitting there with your partner talking about, did y'all see that? You're going into another dimension, man. No, they haven't seen it. You've opened up your spirit to let that thing jump inside of you. You know, I mean, I remember back when I was young and getting high, you know, it tried to happen with me, but by the grace of the Most High, he kept me from that and kept that stuff from overtaking me.
You know, one of the greatest realities that we all live with is that when that power goes off, electricity and all that stuff goes off, people get uneasy. Man, we was in a dark out for so many hours, but they got the power back on, people get happy. Again, let that stuff, when it actually happens, go off. We're going to see all those people that are locked into the TV getting all that stuff fed to them on a daily basis, how to kill, how to murder, how to rape, all these different things fed into them. Let that power go off. Then they're going to be out in the street all hours of the night. And that's why people are so scared, because as soon as those demons get unleashed, and it's all in these people's homes, we're going to see them manifested left and right around us. But again, that's part of our world.
That's not part of our world, but do you know how many people are addicted to this television and this stuff? If you turn that TV off, they're going to be like, man, didn't spirits get mad when you turn the TV off?
Yeah, they don't. Hey, we lose some power, we lose these cell phones, we lose these TVs for a while. Yeah, people going to be, hey, there won't be no curfew. People will be trying to get home and lock all their doors and windows before it gets dark out anyway.
Man, the zombies don't know what to do. They don't even realize that they've been mummified with electronic devices and internet and all the information that's being put through the atmosphere that they're picking up on. People not even getting it. People not even getting it, what they've done to our spirits. man, and our ability to be able to, as a spiritual people, as a minority group, we had the ability to communicate with each other without hardly even saying anything. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
We just had
love
that ability. Yeah, I mean, it's just intrinsic in us to understand each other's feelings, emotions, and where we were. I ain't talking about no psychic stuff. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. We had that God-given ability because from the beginning of time, before it was taken away from us, you know, we did that, but it began to die down. But, you know, everything has been destroyed. And just like this truth, we're trying to destroy these lies. But these lies have come to destroy the truth.
One of the things you're saying about our ability to recognize those different spirits and, again, how it has died down. I can remember back in the day, we could be talking, or just like me and you could talk and come across somebody that's just out in the world. They say something or do something, beware of something. You go walking, you get a little past them, look at each other, you see that?
Exactly. Focus,
or the people you with recognizing what was the wrong and the ills. Now, in this day and age, we the ones walking around emulating the same vile and the same spirits that we're trying to get away from that we see as children and young men growing up in this world.
Right. Right, definitely. I don't know, man. You know, it's just the time where people want to start preparing themselves spiritually. I'm not going to sit up here and say we have all the answers, but we have access to one who has all the answers. And if you're willing to sit up and learn this, you know, and we could be exposed to the truth and at least start to find answers. We just have to be proactive with this truth. So, brothers and sisters, stop believing the lie. The lie of religion, the lie that comes through television. I can't stand these young people swear they know more than me because they saw it on TV. Can't stand some old folks that argue you down because they saw something on CNN. 98% of the media is owned by the Illuminati that control the information that's disseminated to you. The Illuminati are the Khazar, part of the bloodlines, the 13 families, and the Khazar Jews that control the media and Hollywood and music and don't nobody make it up become successful. That's right, nobody. I said nobody. Your T.D. Jakes, your Denzel Washington, your favorite singing group. Nobody gets famous in this world unless they go through them, to them, and bow down to their gods. They've all made a sacrifice. You're being entertained, and you're in an illusion. It takes a strong man and woman to stand up for something, as I said in the beginning of the show, and say, I'm not going to be a part of this, and I don't need that. I'm content with what I have. So, yeah, brothers and sisters, this is the biggest game, the biggest hoax, the biggest trick. Just like that movie, The Wizard of Oz, when they got to Oz and they pulled the curtain back, it was a little short green man, a little midget. It was a lie. You know, we're being deceived.
Yeah, on a big scale, being deceived.
On a big scale. Let me say this real, maybe a few more things I'm going to share before we get ready to pull out. This year, so far in 2015, 800 people have been killed by the police so far in 2015. And 165 of them were unarmed. And only 25 police officers have died from firearms related to violence in the same period. Over 800 people killed by police officers. So you got a complete state of distrust in the streets. It's uneasy. So violence is a demon too. People are snapping. And that's what we got going on in this world. Let me see what else we got in here. I'm trying to see if I've covered all these topics. So, brothers and sisters, if you got any questions, you can always email us, send us a line, give us a call. be available. More importantly, this show is designed to bring this truth out to you. Go ahead. Don't believe what we say. Do the research for yourself. We're not conspiracy theorists. We're letting you know that you need to put them glasses on, like that movie, and see the truth that you're being programmed all around you. There's predictive pre-programming to keep you enslaved. You are the prisoners and you are the guards in Babylon, in this system. And don't believe that you can go fly to some other country. It's going to be better. This whole world is in one accord to bring themselves into a new world order, depopulation, control of the people, and hatred against the Most High, and to worship something else that's coming. It's happening even through gentrification, pushing people out. Make you think they're giving you more money through these jobs or whatever they call that, when you get the lowest amount you can get, but yet they raise the rent and they raise the price of food. So you think things are getting better, and in actuality it's not, because they want you to cry out for help, and there will be a solution that they're going to offer you. And you got to ask yourself if you're willing to walk away, come off the grid, serve the Most High, connect with your brothers and sisters, those around you who are of like mind and like spirit, and be ready to deal with this straight with no chaser. So, yeah, brother, anything else you got to say?
Yeah, one of the things you just said is really important. That no matter where you go in this world, you're going to have the times of Jacob's trouble. And there's no getting around it. But the most important thing to see is your relationship that you have with the Most High. So if you're in America, Brazil, the continent of Africa, Europe, China, it don't matter. If you're a thief in America and you go to fly to Europe, you're going to be a thief there. If you're a murderer here, you're going to be a murderer somewhere else. So you need to be changed by renewing of your mind. The only thing that's going to bring you salvation or deliverance, no matter where you're at in this world, is being changed and washed by the word. So unless you like that, no matter where you go or no matter who you decide to reside with, you're going to have the same old trouble. So again, be changed by renewing of your mind.
And we got to renew our minds, exactly. And see, we're transformed through truth, and you renew your mind through truth. But there's only one way, in truth and life. So the truth we give you is to expose these lies. You know, kind of just give you some insight as to this whole thing is a lie. But there's something that's coming that they don't want you to know about. But we'll get into some of that later. Brother, why don't you tell them about the show that you're doing tomorrow, Most High Willing?
Tomorrow I'm going to do the show on prophecy. It's going to focus on Esau, Edom, as well as Jacob. And then it's going to actually go towards the Middle East and Europe. So we're going to look how Esau, the Edomites, and Europe and the prophecy over there, as well as Jacob and where we fit in as Israel. So that's how we're going to start off. Of course, in the law, looking at Genesis, it'll take us to the gospel as well as from the Revelation.
Yeah, what time you going to kick that off?
I said 4 o'clock, but let's go a little later. Let's go 6 o'clock. That's all right.
Okay, yeah, that's cool. We'll set it up to 6 o'clock. Oh, brothers and sisters,
yeah.
Check this out. We got, I got some news out there. Most High Willing, tune in tomorrow so we can get into some of that word that'll give you some truth, because I need to give you something to fight back with. We got black banks. Even though before this economy imploded and it ain't no good, we've got 38 black banks they don't want you to know about. They got the One United Bank in L.A., Seaway Bank in Chicago, North Milwaukee State Bank. They got Harbor Bank in Baltimore, Liberty Bank, United Bank of Philadelphia, Bank in Washington, D.C., L.A., Broadway Federal Bank. You got something in North Carolina. You got most of them in Chicago. You got one in Texas, Unity National Bank. New York, you got Carver Federal Savings Bank. Miami, you got One United Bank. We ain't got nothing in California. They don't want you niggas running nothing. We got Hill District Credit Union in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You got Federal Credit Union in Florida, Atlanta, Georgia. Y'all know y'all credit union in Atlanta, but I would like to see people come together. That's a way we can start supporting each other. We may never see Black Wall Street again as it was in Tulsa, as I talked about last week, but we can still try and do that, because we're going to have to learn about this bartering system in Jacob's Trouble. Money ain't going to be no good anyway. I might have some apples, you might have some pears. I might have some clean water, you might have some blankets. You're going to find out that that stuff is real, because what you own that you think is worth something, it's not worth nothing. It's going to be about your spirit, your relationship with the Most High, your awareness of the truth, and your trust in Him, not the government, not all these other things. Man, don't let it be a rude awakening when the truth comes out. I don't care how it comes out. When they come out with the great deception, all your Christians going to fall away, because they're going to believe in these demon spirits called aliens and the alien invasion. They're going to fall for a new world religion. They're going to believe in chips. They're going to believe in being chipped, worshiping other gods. And we will become the enemy. That's all right, because we've been prepped and primed and ready to stand for the Most High. So, that being said, my brother, thanks for coming on tonight. Appreciate it. I'm going to cut it short. We've been out there for a minute. Just wanted to bring some of this stuff out. I had some more clips to play, but we'll get more into it as the Most High, if He's willing. Maybe next week we'll get more into some of these other scientific things, what they call paranormal things. But I didn't really want to touch that tonight, because I'm sick of the Pope, and you should be sick of him too, and you should have never been into him, because it's a bunch of idolatry. So if you're good, I'm good.
I am good. Shalom, brother. You take care. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Shalom. Hey, only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that we already have it, because truth is a journey, not a destination. Stay up, brothers and sisters. Peace and love. Thank you.
Everybody thinks we're wrong. Mother, who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother,
simply call the sweet where our hair long.
Mother, mother,
ooh.